call the Bethel Township meeting to order here on September 7th, 2023. We've got two public hearings tonight, so I'll turn it over to Mike, if you can tell us about it.
All right. First case tonight is case ZA-05-23. It's a request from Jeffrey Beams at 4444 Scarf Road, New Carlisle, Ohio, 45344, to split off and rezone parcel located at 4596 Scarf Road, New Carlisle, Ohio, 45371. Miami County parcel ID A01-030070 is a 7.47 acre parcel, currently zoned A1. The owner requests to take the rear 4.473 acres. I'm going to change this here because due to the zoning commission's recommendations, just skip ahead here a little bit. On this picture here, you see like that little section of land across the bottom there that goes all the way out the scarf. They recommended that he ties that into the 3 acres, which he did agree to do, so it kind of changes the numbers a little bit. So, all right, so that's why the numbers will be different that I read than what's on your paper. So, request to take the rear 3.737 acres and combine it with the adjoining A2 parcel, and then rezone the remaining 3.741 acres touching Scarf Road to R1 AAA. This case was heard by the County Planning Commission on August 15th and unanimously recommended for approval. County Engineer's Office stated concern for line of sight coming off the property, which he did take care of. Applicant states that he did receive Health Department approval. And let's see what else. Case here was heard by Bethel Township Zoning Commission on August 24th. Unanimously recommended for approval with the recommendations of combining the 50-foot strip of land to the parcel. And now up here up on the board, we got just the aerial map. This kind of shows the property. Then we got the tax map. We got A1 to the north, A2 to the west, south, and east. And this here just kind of shows what the finished product would look like, minus that bottom section there with the 50-foot track. This will all be one parcel. Yeah, this is here going to be just straight off here, and this is looking so. And this is just a street view of coming into the property. And that's all I have.
Sorry, Mike, can you just read the, instead of the 4.473, it's 3.?
It's 3., it's on that paper I just gave you.
4.1.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the second number. What was the first number?
The rear will be 3.7.
3.7 attached to the
80,
that's what this says.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was it, 7.37?
Yeah, let me just give it back to you.
Alright. So the new numbers are, the rear parcel will be 3.737. Okay. That'd be adjoining to the other A2. And then the front will now be 3.741.
Mr. Beams, did you want to say anything?
The one briefing chart worked across the bottom.
Yeah, we changed it up here. That was just a mistake on the PowerPoint.
Can you open on the thing? You didn't write the first one. That bag of acres.
You don't have to use
it. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's yeah, we got it. We just read it off the paper that you gave me.
The back acreages, just going to be talking about bigger back acreages.
Yep.
For A2. And the other correction is, go back to that one with the stripes on it. The big one. Yeah, that one. That property to the north, you see the dividing line between right above the words combined?
Yeah.
That was the case I was here in November.
Right.
And that front acreage is actually going to a set that was already approved, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So it's not entirely attached to my back acreage. Right. That's the only difference I would note.
Anything else?
So he says, there any other questions?
Well, I do have a question. I just kind of have one concern. Between the, so on the 3 acre...
What'll be 3 point something?
Yeah, which is now going to include that. I like that, by the way, that it includes it. I didn't like...
Well, yeah, it was, I think it's about 3.4 something acres.
Right, but my only concern is the house sits right at the back, so now they can never add a garage or a barn. Okay, but without it sitting...
Ma'am, I want to step that out. I'm going to create my house strip. This strip...
That's
all it has, like this?
No, hey.
This one.
This button right here.
Yeah, just walk a bench up as you can see it, yeah.
Sure. Does this stretch back in this front acreage? There's more than enough acreage right in here, behind the house, it's right here. Bill, it's good size. You can only block and build a 40 by 40 garage anyway on that type of garage. And there's more than enough for a 10-foot easement on property to get right in here.
How much distance?
Well, that lane was 50 feet, right?
About 42, 43, something like that. So you're talking...
There's some little...
There's almost 80 feet right in here, right? Off the driveway from here to here is 80 feet. From here to here is about 100 feet. 100 by 80, or 40 by 40 block, probably 10 foot margin.
Is there already a little building there?
We're here at the carport. It's an open carport. It's a roof on poles.
Okay.
That's just a 20 by 20. It's on posts. It's just a roof of posts for the front car. That's it. That property would be... That's 80, more than 80 from here to here. It's probably 80 by 100 right in here or something like that. More than that. Like this. No. Yes, your question.
Anything else?
I've heard she asked the question.
Okay. You got anything else, gentlemen?
No, I still have the concern, though.
Okay, what is that?
I still have that concern. They have no backyard, basically.
About 100 feet back. 100 foot wide. Okay, 10 feet off. Lot line, 10 foot off that corner there, and 10 foot off that corner right there. And then it's going to break right there. That's almost 100 feet.
So that driveway to the barn is going to be gone?
No, I'm going to use it as my barn. That's my barn right there.
But the property is going to, the front part of that drive is on their property, correct?
Oh, yeah. For the display of the strip. They have this whole driveway. All this around here.
But your intention is to use that driveway?
That strip right there.
So another easement? Okay.
Well, I'll have an easement from here. Since I'm not going to end up this down here, I'm going to put an easement on my new title right there. That's all. As recommended by your zoning. It's the compensation for that. Which is my legal right. I don't know. I'll sell it.
Well, if you put it on the deed, then buyer knows. It's not like a surprise. It's only there, so the buyer would know before you. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not going to abuse it. I got this. I'm not paying. This is not like the rest of the job. That's not true. You know, what was that? It's 5 million. This is what it's for. The elevation from here to right there is about 30 feet.
Wow.
In it runs back and forth up and down around Pleasant Marine, pulls the Pleasant Marine all through here. As you go down into this ball down here, which is down here, is the, That's it. Any other concern? I think that's sufficient for, so that's what we're going to do. It's more than 3 acres, you could ask for more code. It's not three, four, or something. This is about 331.
Yeah.
Who's your else?
I'm good.
I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, I guess we're waiting for public comments.
Anybody else want to speak on the case?
Does anybody want to speak on the case? What's that?
Can I ask a question?
Well, all right, you can.
Natalie Donahue, 7835 Ag and Broad Road. Forgive me. Mike, your description, in my mind, I can't match Scarf Road up to Ross Road. Can you show me where those...
Yeah, that was a typing error on the screen. Okay. Yeah, it's Ross is not involved in this.
Okay. So, are you just going to strike that then from the actual reading of the...
Yeah, it's already changed on this.
It is? Okay. It's just not on that particular...
No, this is just the PowerPoint that the mistake was found on. So.
Okay. Because I know the agenda still said that, too. So, I thought. It was online like
there's
that.
There's two cases tonight. One's on Ross and one's on Scarf.
Right. But I'm saying at the description, it talks about...
Yeah, what she's saying, on the original one, I typed that, I accidentally put Ross instead of Scarf.
Yeah.
But it's changed now.
It's all on.
Yeah. Okay. I just wondered, because I just wanted it to be correct when it's read and on the official, so to speak. Thanks.
Thanks, Natalie. Anyone else? Okay. What do we do next, Mike?
All right. Do we have a motion?
No.
No?
This is the public hearing.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. All right, so the next one.
I'd just like to point out that on the agenda on the web, it is 444 square foot of the power. There's another one on off, but the one on the web that says Scarf Road.
It was at the bottom where it said touching Scarf Road. That used to say Ross.
Okay.
It's fixed on this one, so I don't know. Maybe it is fixed on the web.
Yep.
That's where it said Ross, though, at the end.
All right, so the second case is KZA-06-23. A request from Christine Miller at 8130 Palmer Road, New Carlisle, Ohio, 45344, to split off and rezone 5.036 acres from the current 70.789 acre A2 parcel to A1, leaving the remaining 65.753 A2. Miami County parcel number A01-054900. This case was heard by the County Planning Commission on August 15th, unanimously recommended for approval. There were no noted concerns from the County Engineer's Office, and it did receive Health Department approval. The case was heard by Bethel Township Zoning Commission on the 24th, unanimously recommended for approval with the recommendation of the applicant moving the 5.06 acre tract to the east 25 feet, creating 200 feet road frontage. The applicant said that they are able to meet those requests. Up here is just this is the tax map. And here, this would be the new parcel. Now, where it says 175 up here, they have agreed to adjust the property lines to make 200 feet road frontage per the Zoning Commission's recommendation. We just have a thing of their plans. This is street view. And that is all I have.
Okay.
they moved that vertical line on the left, which is on the western side of the property, to the east, 25 feet.
Yeah.
Which then shortens the 560 feet frontage to, what, 535?
Yeah.
Okay, and then makes it also smaller.
Well, they might also adjust the bottom line. Yeah, they were going to do whatever they could to keep it same location, but create the 200 feet of road frontage. Yeah, so this will come over 25 feet, but they might come down the difference to keep it.
How are you going
to
make up the acreage?
Okay, but that's part of the whole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have to stay with their minimum of 5 acres for the A1 zoning district.
Okay, I have to abstain from the vote on this. I will conduct the meeting part of it. I have to abstain from the vote. It's an ethics violation for me to vote on that because I farm the property. So, Mike, you're done.
I am done.
Tammy, did you want to tell them anything?
Nope.
You're good? Okay.
I'm good.
Anybody have questions or comments on this one? Tyler.
Question. Emily Donahue, 7835 Ag and Broad Road. Can you show me where, Mike, can you point out where Palmer Road is on this map? Okay. That's why I was trying to, I didn't get to actually look up where this was, so I was just trying to figure out what side of the road this was.
You know where the AEM was?
I'm sorry?
You know where the
AEM
was?
Yes.
Right next to them.
Oh, next to them, on this side. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Thanks. That helps because the 175-foot lot, or can't think of the word I want to say right now, that part was confusing to me because I guess, is that really part? So where's the entrance then? Oh, okay. So that's the curve. I got it. Okay, it's 560. The 175 was just throwing me off, I think, in general. I was looking for, you know, that 175-foot frontage, and that threw me off. So the 560 is technically the frontage there. Is that right? Okay. I just had to get my bearings. It was a little confusing. I think that number was throwing me off.
And then they own that much more. So a lot more.
To the east. Okay, got it. Yep, got it. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. Ouch, that had to get oriented. Thank you.
Anyone else have questions or comments? Okay. So now do we have to wait till 6:30 for the regular meeting?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we're going to be adjourned this part of it for about 10 and a half to 11 minutes. And then we'll come back to the session. We'll say the pledge and jump right into action items and get done with this. So thank you.